For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
All right, everybody, welcome back. 3:13 on a feel-good football Friday in the nation's capital as we get you set for Monday Night Football. The 1-1 Commanders, 0-2 Cincinnati Bengals. We'll have all-day coverage for you on Monday, but right now we head out to Ashburn Commanders Park, and we get to talk to a man who just recently re-signed with the Commanders long-term, and that's great for both sides, and arguably, maybe not so arguably, their best offensive lineman, Sam Cosmi, is with us on the BetQL guest hotline. Sam, it's Chris Russell here in D.C. Thanks so much for doing this. How are you? Oh, do we have Sam now?
Hello?
Hey, Sam, can you hear me okay?
Yeah, doing good.
Yeah, no, I appreciate you making some time for us. Congratulations, obviously, on the contract extension and everything that you've been able to accomplish. I appreciate you doing this. First thing I wanted to ask you was, how has the mood been, and how different is the mood in an NFL building when you got that first win and you could take a little bit of a breath knowing that there's things to improve on and a big game ahead? But how different is it week to week from the loss after Tampa and to the win after the Giants?
Yeah. Team, we're there and trying to figure out our identity and
We're having problems with Sam. See if we can get them into a better cell zone area. I just can't. I can't hear it. So it's all broken up. So hopefully we'll be able to rework this and get a better cell signal. Just sometimes these things happen. So I appreciate, obviously, Sam from Commanders PR helping us out with this. So I want to make sure that everybody can hear Sam Cosmi. So we will effort to get him back right here into a better cell area as soon as Maddie can kind of figure it out. Maybe they can call in from a landline. We'll see what happens there. I know he's got a very busy schedule. And, of course, the schedule is a little bit different this week because of the Monday night game where you're practicing, you know, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, which is normally Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and a walkthrough on Sunday. And they'll have all of that, and they are in the midst of all that. Okay, I think we have Sam Cosmi back here, hopefully on a better signal. Sam, you got me now?
Yeah, sorry about that.
No problem. I appreciate it. I appreciate you guys making some time for us. And I was saying, I don't know if you heard any of it, congratulations on the contract extension. We're all pumped for you. It was all great to see. And I guess I started off asking how different the feeling, the mood in the building was this week compared to after week one when, you know, you get the win and you get some validation or some redemption for the hard work you guys put in. How different is it from week to week when you're talking about a loss versus a win?
Yeah, I mean, we're a very new team, right? So when it comes to being around each other, so, you know, we learned a lot from week one. And like I said, even week two, even from the win, I mean, there were some communication mistakes that we had, especially in the red zone when it came to cadence and stuff like that, and just little things here and there. But, you know, as we as we're getting together, as we're, you know, putting more games, I can kind of tell, like, we're getting something close. We're getting there real, mm-hmm. real close to something special. So, you know, I'm looking forward to that. And like I said, each and every week, you know, we're going to learn something new about this team.
And that's just part of the growth process, right? Teams, fans, media, you know, whoever watches football, both NFL, college, they just think, you know, you develop that chemistry, that rhythm, that cohesiveness, whether it be as an offensive line or whether it be as an offense or team overall, with a snap of a finger. And it just doesn't work that way, right? It takes time to build all that and to not only build it, but to have that secondhand nature to it where it doesn't feel like you're always trying to build and build and build or get better.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, for example, like Tampa, right? So, I mean, a team that's been together, a lot of guys have been together and, you know, are able to put really good season last season and go to the playoffs and do all that. You know, it didn't come over time. And, overnight, I mean, and it took time. And so, you know, that's what, you know, we're doing. We're trying to do it faster and trying to put together something, you know, really special. So we're working each and every day to get to that point.
Sam Cosmi of the Washington Commanders with us here on the Team 980, the Odyssey app on the BetQL guest hotline. You mentioned some things with cadence. You know, there was some speculation that, you know, maybe that wasn't, you know, some of the red zone penalties. And I know I've said it, you know, maybe it wasn't all on the offensive line. I don't know. I'm not there. You tell me. How difficult is it to get everybody on the same page in the red zone when the crowd's making noise and you're trying to concentrate, you're trying to focus, and it led to, again, some unfortunate mistakes, but I don't think anything that you guys can't get better at, right?
Yeah, you know, again, things that we're getting used to with each other, things that are easy things to improve on. You know, obviously killed drives and killed opportunities in the red zone. But, you know, we were able to get on the sideline and try to fix some things then. And, you know, the next day we came in and talked about it, and we had some solutions for that. So, like I said, new guys, new thing, you know, team when it comes to stuff like that. So, each time we go out there, we're going to find solutions to problems that show up.
Is that a byproduct of not playing a ton in preseason games, or does that kind of get diminished because you guys are working on that during training camp and it's just a different circumstance and a different situation that played out, you know, in the red zone last Sunday?
Yeah, I mean, for example, last Sunday it got kind of hard to hear in our own red zone. Right. Fans were really geeked up. So it was a little difficult for some of us to hear. And so, like I said, the cadence wasn't on point in that instance. And so, yeah, like if we ever get in that situation, we, you know, hey, let's go silent count, you know, let's just eliminate the noise and do that. So.
It's interesting that you bring that up because, you know, as we know, I mean, obviously with the struggles of the franchise, a lot of visiting fans have taken over and all that stuff, and it makes it harder for the home team to operate. So I'm glad you brought that up because, you know, that's a firsthand perspective that we simply don't get in the press box. But you also mentioned silent count. That was something that I mentioned earlier this week. I don't know if you know Rick Doc Walker, you know, played for this team and he's been, you know, won a Super Bowl with the Hogs and all that stuff. And I asked Doc about, hey, man, can they go to, you know, snap count on Monday night in Cincinnati if they're struggling to hear on the road. How big of a change is that for you guys, Sam, or is it a subtle little thing that you can easily slip in and out of?
Yeah, you know, typically when we're away, we go on silent count regardless of the situation, depending on obviously the environment, but the environment being in, you know, Cincinnati, it's going to be an electric environment. So, yeah, we plan on going obviously in silent. It's just the difference at home, you know, that's typically not a thing that, you know, offenses have to do. But, you know, I think our fans were really geeked up first game. And so was the Giants fan. It was a close game. And, you know, it got kind of loud. So, but again, things that obviously we'll learn and adapt.
You know, I was in the locker room after the game and bumping around and talking to some of you guys and, you know, seeing some of the coaches. And as Cliff and Dan were walking off the field, even before they got to the locker room, you know, they embraced each other. And it was like you would have thought, you know, they won something bigger than just a regular season game. And some fans took umbrage with that. And I said, no. I said, listen, one thing I've learned covering this league, covering this team for as long as I have, it's really hard to win a game. And you should, like, even if it's not pretty, you should celebrate it, and you should be relieved, and you should be happy because all of that work somehow gets validated. Is that from a player perspective how you guys approach it?
100%. It is really, really hard to win a game in the NFL. That phrase, "any given Sunday," it's a true thing. And so, you know, it wasn't a pretty win at the end of the day, but we got it done at the end, and it's going to be, you know, another one in the W column. So, you know, that's it's big time being able to do that and fight through the mistakes we went through and to come up, you know, on top. So, you know, we were really happy about that. And plus, we haven't won a game in our home stadium for quite some time. So it was really nice to do that.
You got to work with Andrew Wiley last year. Now you're getting to work with Tyler Biadasz. And I'm curious, I mean, he had such a tremendous reputation coming here. How has that chemistry, how has that bond, if you will, grown just since you guys got together for OTAs and through camp and through the preseason and now two regular season games?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, Ty loves ball. Like, I don't think I've ever met a guy that loves ball as much as Ty. To be around that and to have his energy each and every day on the sideline, at practice, I love it. It hypes me up, gets the guys going, and he's smart, he's talented, and he's a good guy to have right in that center of that O-line.
Do you get jacked up for Monday Night Football or primetime games, or do you treat it in your mind just like any other game?
To be completely honest, I just treat it like any other game.
Mm-hmm.
Of course it's the only game going on, but it's to me, it's cool. It's cool and all, but like I said, I'm gonna treat it. I like to keep my nerves and just to keep calm, and collected going into a game and not overhype something.
I'm not looking for a bulletin board material, but I do have to ask you. One of the Bengals' young defensive backs, Cam Taylor-Britt, said, Cliff's offense is a college offense, and basically he kind of, diminished, if you will, what they're asking Jaden to do with the short passing game, the quick game. And I said, I know it's got some elements of it, the jet stuff and the quick game and all that, but I really think it's an offense that's designed and suited for a young quarterback and a young offense. Is that how you would describe your offense?
We're more, we're trying to, in a sense, really heighten Jalen's strengths. From that aspect, I believe in this offense.
Mm-hmm.
I think Cliff has a really good offense when it comes to scheme and everything like that. And especially I think defenses don't like to go against this type of offenses, especially with a QB that can, get out of the pocket mm-hmm. and utilize that. It's not a fun offense to prepare for defensively. So, to his point, I think Jaden still has a lot more to show
mm-hmm.
to everybody. So I'm looking forward to that, and I think he is too.
Is it harder when you have an incredibly mobile quarterback, or is it in some ways easier?
I think it's easier in a sense, mm-hmm. Because you're like, in the back of your head, it's like, hey, that timer in your head of blocking, you got to just keep going because, he can extend the play and make a big mm-hmm. play here and there. So personally, I like it. I've never had it. It's cool to see what he can do with his feet.
Last football thing for you. When you decided to re-sign here and both sides came to that agreement, how much of a relief was that for you? Or was that just, you know, something that you kind of expected all along? Or were you thinking about a lot of it? Or how did you kind of mentally and emotionally process all that?
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, I wanted to, you know, be prepared and focus on football, especially through training camp and do all that. I left the business to the business people, so the guys up front and then my agent. I tried to, you know, obviously ignore it as much as I could. But, you know, I wanted to get it done before the season in the aspect of I don't want to focus on that. You know, I wanted to do something. I wanted to be here, especially with the group of guys we brought in. And so I was really happy and fortunate to get it done. And, you know, we came to agreements, and I think everybody was really happy about that.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, it you know, it turned out really great.
Yeah, it was a matter of when, not if, at least, you know, I think from most of our perspective. So glad you got it done. Sam Cosmi with us, Washington Commanders. Before I let you run, by the way, he's in case you guys forget, Texas Longhorn alum, right? They're the number one team in the nation,
yep.
Right? So, you know, I mean, of course, you got that going for you. So I just wanted to say something personally to you. I've talked to you in the locker room and whatnot before. You and your now former teammate, Nick Gates, last year did something so nice and so wonderful for my son who has Down syndrome and let him on the field and practice at training camp, and you guys were incredibly nice. I know I've thanked you before, but I want to thank you again for having such a kind heart. I know your wife, because I got to meet her at training camp. She's an incredible woman in terms of like what she's done with special needs children and your own daughter, and congratulations on that. So I just want to say, you know,
thank
not
you.
Only are you a good football player and a good person from what I know, but also, you know, what you and your family have done, you know, for people with special needs, you know, again, I can't thank you enough.
Oh, no, thank you. You know, anything I could do, and my wife, you know, we try to do as much. And, you know, they have a heart, you know, for special needs, and, you know, they mean a lot to me, a lot to my wife. You know, your son, it was a great time being able to spend that time with him and give him that experience that, you know, a lot of kids don't get to have. And so that meant a lot to me, meant a lot to Nick. And it was a really cool experience.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
I appreciate you. You created a memory that he still talks about to this
That's
day.
Awesome.
And he said, tell Sam Cosmi I said hi. So he still very much remembers. So thank you so much for doing this. I know you had a tight schedule, and I want to let you go so you can finish up and do what you got to do so you can get home. Again, thank you so much for, you know, the football stuff is secondary to me for what, you know, you do in the community and all that stuff. And I'm so happy that everything has worked out and you're going to be here for a while. Thank you, Sam. Appreciate you.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
All right. That is Sam Cosmi of the Washington Commanders. Nice enough to join us. Thanks to Sam of Public Relations, Media Relations, Sam Frastacci, for coordinating all of that and making that work. So I appreciate that very much. Hope you guys enjoyed that interview. Interesting what he had to say about, you know, the crowd in the red zone at home, you know, the cadence issues and all the things that we kind of talked. I don't know if we really talked about the crowd in the red zone at home element as much as we did about the cadence and getting on the same page as Jaden. You heard his response about the offense that they've created and what Cliff is doing and all of that. So I think we touched on pretty much everything we wanted to touch on. But again, thanks to Sam Cosmi. Thanks to Sam Public Relations for hooking that up.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good.
Yes! Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.